This is the Better Reading Podcast platform with stories behind the story, Jane's Be Better podcast, My Book Chat with Caroline Overington, and more. Looking for a particular podcast? Remember, you can always skip to it.
The What Are You Reading podcast is brought to you by Belinda Audio.
Hi everyone, Cheryl Arkell here. This is our podcast, What Are You Reading? Our followers know that we have our popular What Are You Reading Facebook Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. We decided to keep asking that question over the summer with this podcast and some amazing guests. So buckle up and let's talk about what we are reading. Shelley Burr, welcome back to Better Reading.
Thank you. It's amazing to be here.
Well, this is our What Are You Reading podcast, and we do this every year around the summer holiday period. And we are very curious, as are our readers, as to what people are reading over December and January, and perhaps what people are looking forward to reading next year. So Shelley's book, it was a debut called Wake, was a top five bestseller. It won the CWA Debut Dagger Award in 2019, was shortlisted for the Indie Book Awards and the Bath Novel Award. Shelley also won the ABIAS 2023 Matt Ritchell Award for New Writer of the Year for Wake. Gosh, there's so many. The New York Times Book Review called it addictive. Her second novel, Ripper, has been just as popular. And today she's going to tell us what she's reading. What are you reading, Shelley?
Yeah. Look, we've just come back from a holiday. So we spent a couple of weeks over in Tokyo. So I'm still
I love that city.
Yes, it's so beautiful there. So I'm still kind of reading through the holiday book pile that I compiled. And you never actually get anywhere near through what you plan to read when you're away. So I am at the moment reading The Banksia House Breakout by James Roxburgh. I'm actually listening to the audiobook of that. It's read by Kerry Armstrong.
Yeah,
and
wonderful.
That's just it's just good fun. It's got an older cast, which is always nice to see.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's about a group of people who break out of their retirement home to help one of the characters go visit a dying friend up in Queensland, and they steal a car and just go on a wild adventure. And it's just, you know, it's sad in parts, but also just excellent fun all the way along.
Oh, fantastic. And when you go on holidays, I mean, audio is such a, well, it's a way to not be carrying hard copy books, right? But when you're at home, do you read hard copy or audio? Or what do you prefer?
It's a bit of the two. I've found it a bit of an adjustment because now I write full time. So I don't have quite so structured a day.
Yeah.
It used to be my reading time was on the bus and during lunch times. So I now have to make the conscious decision to sit down and read a hard copy book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so interesting with formats. You know, audio has just been, I guess, when it became really portable, because I don't know if you how old you are, but back in the day when I was working on a shop floor, audio was like, you know, 35 cassettes. And then it went from cassettes to CDs, and it was six CDs and whatever. And now it's just so portable and so convenient. And I think that's why it's growing in popularity. And also they're better produced too. They're doing a really good job with the readers.
Absolutely. Like some of them are audio dramas these days.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a full cast. Mm. I love an audio book. It's particularly helpful for us because we've got a bit of property. And so I spend a lot of time like hiking up and down hills, you know, moving goats on tethers and that sort of thing. And it's really good being able to, at the same time, be listening to a book and, you know, get my reading in that way. So I do consume a lot of audiobooks.
Yeah, I did too. I try and set my walk around the length of time that I want to be out.
Mm.
And that's a really good incentive, you know, to stay out and to get fit. Like I just, you know, you're not coming back until you finish this much of it in terms of listening. Okay. So what do you usually do over Christmas and January? Do you take time off?
Yeah, I wasn't able to last year because the way that the deadlines on Ripper lined up, like I remember talking to my family about it. It's just like, I will take Christmas Day off, but the rest of the time I'm actively working on trying to get, you know, get things finalized because my publishers have deadlines. They've got people lined up. You know, I really have to hit those marks. But this year is a bit different, which is lovely because I have a third book that will come out in 2025. Right. So 2024 is not going to be quite so busy. And that means that 2023 Christmas, I don't have to be actively working.
Right. So you can have a leisurely time.
Yeah. So we're still in that phase where nobody in the family is quite ready to put their hand up and say they'll be the one to host Christmas. Yeah. We hosted last year, so we're off the hook this year, which, you know, looking back, I don't know why I volunteered to host when I knew that I was going to be on deadline, but it worked out.
Well, what do they say? You know, give a job to a busy person and it will get done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. If you're lying around doing nothing, you can't get anything done. Listen, what's your favourite book? Do you have favourites? Do you have something that you've read that has been, in a way, life-changing or sits with you?
Absolutely. I think that there's the life-changing books and there's the favourite books. Like a lot of the books that changed my life, you know, often that's in the nonfiction space. Like I was actually thinking about this the other day and like the book that has had the most influence on my life is unfortunately very difficult to get in Australia, but it's called Equally Shared Parenting. And it's a book that we read when we were having a baby and that we sat down and discussed how we were going to approach parenthood. And that has absolutely changed the course of how our lives have played out. And it's funny how powerful a book can be. But
I like that. So you both kind of agreed to adopt the principles of that book.
Yeah, that's right. And unfortunately, it's really difficult to get here. I try to recommend it to friends and they're like, we can't get it.
Yeah, wow.
But my absolute favourite book is Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. Yeah. I've read that a million times. We have, I think, 3 or 4 different copies of it at this point. There's one right here. It's just, it has in some ways aged a little bit poorly, but in other ways it's just, you know, the perfect book to me.
Yeah. And what are you looking forward to reading in 24? Do you know of what's coming up or are you reading? See, I mean, we talk about this a lot on Better Reading. A book is new until you've read it. So it doesn't have to be, you know, the language or the jargon that the book industry uses, like, you know, new released or backlist. If you haven't read a book and it's been out for 5 years, it's still a new release to you, right?
Absolutely. And I think there is kind of this obsession with you've got to be always reading the newest thing. And as soon as a book is a couple of years old, it's forgotten, which can be really sad. But, you know, it is new releases that I'm most looking forward to at this point. Interestingly, they're both coming out on the same day, which is January 31st.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 new crime fiction novels. One is the third Detective Kate Miles book by Dinica McKenzie.
Oh, I love her.
I recommend her so much. Like, I'm like a broken record. And it's funny, like, people will talk to me and they'll be like, oh, you know, I really wish I could read a book that was like this. And it's always Dinica McKenzie that they're looking for. Like, I was talking to one person who was like, oh, you know, I feel like crime fiction, it's always the male detective, you know, trying to solve the terrible murder of poor women. And I'm like, well, if you want one that's a male victim and a female detective, you're looking for Dinica McKenzie's The Torrent. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Another person was saying, it seems like there's a missing middle in crime fiction. It's always either big cities or tiny towns. Where's the regional stuff? And again, I was like, you're looking for Dinica McKenzie's The Torrent. But yes, the third one is coming out January 31st. It's called Tipping Point. And I'm really excited to get my hands on that one.
Yeah. And what else?
Yeah. And on going up against her on the same day, although I don't think they see it that way, is Kylie Orr, The 11th Floor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm also very much looking forward to that one. That, you know, that's an urban thriller.
Yes.
Something a bit different for Australian crime fiction. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm very much looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be excellent.
And do you tend to, is your genre crime or are you, do you read for research or do you know what I find? You get influenced by so many things. And I often, and this might happen to you, I'm often out and about and I come home and I think, oh, I've got this great idea. You know, it could be anything, like let's say homewares. Oh, yes, I'm going to put a blue cushion there. And then I think, oh, Cheryl, that looks fantastic and what an original thought. And then I pick up a magazine that I must have flipped through last week and there it is. But you kind of take it in subconsciously, if you know what I mean. Does that happen with writing?
Yeah, absolutely. It can happen. Yeah. And I read a lot of crime fiction. I read primarily Australian crime fiction. I reached a point where I was like, I think I might be reading too much of this and yeah. I need to expand my reading horizons a little bit. And I read a lot of nonfiction, both just out of interest and, you know, researching. But I find that a lot of the stuff that I just read out of interest, it tends to soak its way in anyway. I'll pick up on little things that I find interesting and, you know, it'll end up sparking an idea or it'll turn out to be the missing link of a problem that I was trying to solve in a plot. Yeah. Because like I mentioned before that we have a little bit of property. And so I read a lot of books about permaculture and agriculture and animal health and that sort of thing. I'm doing a diploma of agriculture, which is focused on soil science. So I do a lot of work that way.
Yeah.
But my third book that's coming out in 2025, it's set on a farm and on a permaculture farm. And so I'm not quite sure whether I've like deliberately set out to tell a story about what I know or if I've just been so soaked in that area of interest for so long that it was the natural next step to write a story there.
Yeah.
I know that I wanted to tell that story next and yeah. I'm not quite sure where it came from.
And well, we look forward to that. Okay. Well, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas. Hope you get a nice summer break and you do lots of reading.
Yes. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to give us a review. And if you love discussing books, check out our What Are You Reading merch, t-shirts, tote bags, and more. Find us on the Better Reading website.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review and check out the other podcasts on the Better Reading Network.